Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Good morning. I thought it would be fun today to use a virtual background. I know if you're listening to the podcast, you won't see this probably for like 2 or 3 months when I get it onto YouTube. I'm actually working to get them faster onto YouTube and make sure that you have that. But until then, you can listen to the audio. But this virtual background is one that was like a stock on Zoom. It's a beach. And so it's got like a palm tree with blowing in the wind. It's got waves that are crashing. And I thought, well, since I'm sitting in a hotel room instead of my normal background, my normal office, my house, and given the topic we're talking about today, I thought it would be fitting to sit back and think about this podcast in a place that makes you happy, in a place that you enjoy, in a place that's beautiful, because today we're going to talk a little bit about whole self-care through the holidays. I'm titling this Permission Granted, the importance of whole self-care during the holidays. Let's face it, we all know that self-care is important. We talk about it, we hear about it, we dream about it. We really know that self-care is key into living our best life, into allowing our family to live their best life. If mama's taken care of, you know, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. This goes into self-care, and even more so specifically whole self-care, not just getting your massage, not just going out with the ladies and or going on a shopping spree. Or there's so much more to whole self-care than just doing something for yourself. And so today, I'm going to reiterate the fact that self-care is not selfish. And then we're going to talk about it, like the importance of it through the holidays. We're just going to talk about, a little bit of, let's see, what else do I have for you? Three ways at the end. I'm going to tell you three ways that you can incorporate self-care into your holiday season without spending money or spending a lot of time. You can do all of them on your own, or you can do none of them on your own, and it can still be self-care. So we can get creative with it. But one thing that I want to talk about is what happens when we say no to self-care? What happens when we decide that it's a pipe dream, or it's good for Susie down the street, but for me, I'm too busy, or I have too many obligations. I have too many responsibilities. You don't know what's going on in my life. I can't slow down to take care of myself. I'll do it later. After the holidays, it'll slow down again, and I will be able to really take care of myself. I'll rest. And some of the things that you say that you're like literally saying to your brain, you're saying to your body when you do not have a practice of good whole self-care. You're saying you're not worthy. You're saying that is important for everybody else. If your best friend came to you and was like, All right. I'm just frantic. I've got so many things going on. I need to make 12 batches of cookies. I need to decorate the house. I've got teacher gifts. I have family coming, so I've got to figure out how are 12 people going to sleep in this house when we only have, four beds. All of these things, I need to go shopping. Black Friday wasn't great for me, so I didn't get all of the gifts that I needed. What would you tell them? You tell them, take a breath. You would also offer help. I don't know if you listened to the podcast last week, the why is it feel so selfish to ask for help? And I think it's because we make it about ourselves instead of them. We focus on the fact that we really want to help. And we, how often does someone call you up, ask for help, and you tell them, no, I don't think so? If it's someone you care about, it's someone you can help, you help them. Because I know you, I know me, I know that we're in this, we have servants' hearts. We want to help other people. So your friend calls you up, you offer help. You say, well, I'm making cookies already. And hey, my daughter likes making cookies too. We can throw in a couple extra batches. How about that? But when you're like, you know what, Fran, you know what, Susie, you know what, Jen, figure it out. You said yes to all those things. You can do it. That's not what we say, right? That's not how we treat our friends. So why is it that we treat ourselves and say, you know what, you did this to yourself? By saying that we will do self-care later, is saying that we're not worthy. And so in the series, I've been sharing a Bible verse that speaks to me about the topic. And I usually share it at the end, but I'm going to share it right now because I think it sets up. It's Psalms 139:14. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I praise you. I praise God because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He cared about us enough to create us, to give us a life, to give us a purpose, to give us circumstances that push us and grow us and get us out of our comfort zone, whether we like them or not. And they can be good or bad. We'll talk about that on another podcast. But right now, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We're already worthy. And when you say to God, everyone else needs to take time for themselves, because we all believe in self-care. Like none of us acknowledge and that is like, no, that doesn't exist. No, I don't need it. Or no, excuse me. No, it doesn't apply to me. No, we acknowledge that it's important. We want it. We love it. When we take part in it, it makes us feel so much more balanced and it gives us inspiration. But by saying that, we'll do it later. You're saying, you know what, God, I know you made me fearfully and wonderfully made, but I need to do this on my own. So not only saying I'm not worthy to take a beat, that my job is more important than God's, because, well, if God can rest and we can't, he does, and he knows that we need rest. But you're saying that you're not worthy of what he is offering you. And friend, that's not true. That is not true in even a tiny amount. The next is you're saying that you don't need boundaries. Those are good for everybody else, but for me, I'm not a good boundary person. We all need boundaries. Boundaries are love. Boundaries are ways to protect ourselves, protect other people, to let them know what your values are. And when you say no to self-care, you're saying no to boundaries. Would you tell your friend to set down her boundaries during the holiday in order to get XYZ done, or all the things, or volunteer all the places? No, you would say hold on to those boundaries because that's what's going to see you through. Hold on to the values because your boundaries should reflect your values. This is something that I'm going to start talking about more and more and more because we separate those two. We have our values, and have you identified your values? And we have our boundaries. Have you identified and enforced and like stepped into your boundaries? Like, no, we don't always put it together. Sometimes we may rock them, and other times, and if you have a friend who really is good at understanding her values and understanding her boundaries, like ask her how and why. Ask her why she did that, because I guarantee it's because it protects her self-care. It protects her being. It helps her protect her time, her money, her resources, her gifts, her talents. It protects her energy. When you say no to self-care, you say, you know, I don't need rest. That's for everybody else. When's the last time you're like, I feel so rested. I don't think I need to sleep for a week. I don't need think I need to rest for a week. I don't need to do anything fun. I just keep going. I enjoy wrapping gifts. I enjoy doing all the things, which you may. But once it becomes a chore, it works differently in the brain. And now it's something you have to do, you're forced to do, it's a responsibility instead of something that you enjoy doing. But by saying no, I don't need rest, you're saying again that you're not worthy of who God created you to be. You're saying that you don't need boundaries. And you're saying that you are above all the other humans in this world and that they may need rest, but not you, or their ability. Like everyone has to choose rest. Or you work so hard that you crash, and that's never good. So the next one is by saying no to self-care, you're saying that mindfulness, like who needs to be in the present moment? Memories are made in the present moment. When you tell yourself that mindfulness and being present isn't important, you're also saying that I don't care about this moment. I'll just forget about it. I just need to get it through it. Even wrapping gifts can be fun. I think it's fun. There's times I have to remind myself that I actually enjoy it. Especially when I wait to do all of them at the very last minute. So I try to do that a little bit each night as I get them. But really, we get to be mindful. We get to lean into what's important to us and be in the moment. If you're making cookies, like make it an experience. Even if you're making 12 dozen, and you know it's going to be a lot of work and it's a half a day and remind yourself what you like about it. And if you don't like baking cookies, don't volunteer for that. Or go and buy them. Or go talk to a friend who or a teenager who loves baking and you want to encourage the entrepreneurial spirit and say, hey, I'll give you $12 a dozen. Like, or whatever. I know there's a lot of cookies that go for a lot more than that. So if you're a baker and you make cookies and you're like, I spent that's not my price, I understand. I'm talking about homemade cookies from like my 13-year-old. And that's not even the point. But my point is that there's other ways you can say, hey, I'll wrap your gifts if you'll bake the cookies. The other thing, the being mindful, being in the moment, having a mindful moment is what's going to help you see that you're actually living the life you want. Or when you are mindful, that's when you can tell, like, okay, I am not treating myself kindly, or I am not treating my family kindly, or I want to spend more time doing XYZ. Memories are made in the moment. When you look back at memories, when you look back at the past, the things that matter the most, the things that you remember the most are the things that you are presently doing. Otherwise, you look back and there's a regret because you're like, I wish I spent more time. I wish I would have connected more. I wish, I wish, I wish. So that mindfulness. And when you tell yourself that you don't need to be in the present, that you're going to be like, that you don't need whole self-care, it's telling you that it's okay that I'm working from the past and I'm fearing the future. And I'm worried about all of the possible issues in the future. Be mindful. God says we don't add any time by worrying. We just steal our energy by worrying about the future. We don't know what's going to happen. And we actually have more power over the future than we think, than we understand, than we know, because perspective and the way we step into our future actually affects how we experience it. The next one I have for you is if you say no to whole self-care, you're also saying, you know what? I don't need support. I've got this all on my own. I can do everything. I don't need someone to support me, to walk with me. I don't need someone to talk with me. I don't need any help with this. And it breeds dissatisfaction and disappointment and lack of connection. So something as simple as self-care can actually, when you say no to it, when you don't give yourself permission to have self-care, and sneakily, I told you like a bunch of ways to have self-care where recognize your worth. Like if you just sit and you recognize that you're worthy because God says you're worthy. If you acknowledge it, you create your boundaries and stick to them. If you rest, whatever rest may be. And rest is not sleeping all day. Rest is not watching TV. It can be. But if you work, science shows, if you work with your hands, so if you are a carpenter, if you do anything physical for your work, and even teachers, that's what you do is very physical. So then if you work with your hands, you rest with your mind. You will read. You can watch TV. You can, but use your mind in rest. And the same as if you work with your mind, so like I do a lot of mind work. I read a lot, I study a lot. So when I rest, I go on a walk. I will do crafts. I will work with my hands, even doing dishes. That is rest, which you're like, Tammy, I do dishes all the time. That is not whole self-care. Agreed. And the way science, the way our bodies work, it's shifting. It's something different. But when you're washing dishes, you can be mindful. You can be grateful. And it's not that resting means not productive. It means it balances what you're already doing. And then, so rest, mindfulness. Be in the present moment. Intentionally make memories. Bring in the five senses. I played a game with my kids. Was it last weekend? It might have been 2 weekends ago. I don't know. But we played Escape. Took like 4 hours. We had a blast. And in that moment, I put my phone away. I had the kids do it as well, and we were in that present moment. We played and we laughed and we took a break to get food. But we were completely there, engrossed in the story, and it was a lot of fun. And I feel rested, and I feel connected to them. I was mindful, and it's something I'm going to remember for a long time, and I hope that they do too. And then support a friend, ask for help, ask your family, delegate. You don't have to do it alone. We were made for connection, for community. It takes a village, not just to raise a child, but to have a joyful life, to feel the full weight of joy. You need to take care of yourself. And so let's talk about three ways that you can take care of yourself: kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. Those three things. Those are three things that if you intentionally give yourself, whole self-care will become part of your everyday life. And here's and the other. We forget that another way to take care of ourselves is embracing our strengths, celebrating our achievements, and being gentle with ourselves. It is not selfish to know your gifts, your talents, your strengths. It's not, even your weaknesses, to acknowledge them but not dwell on them. Understanding what our strengths are will help us to understand how to take better care of ourselves. And last, I have for you three ways this holiday season that you can incorporate kindness, understanding, and forgiveness into your life. Three things that everything costs time or money or both. The alternative is if you're using that anyway, and if you don't intentionally choose your time, how you're going to spend your time, the time just goes, and then you're like, what just happened? So during this holiday season, here's three things that don't cost money, but the time that you will use for these will come back in spades. The first is like take a walk. You may be thinking, Tammy, it's freaking cold outside. Sure. Bundle up, go in the sunniest part of the day, and just walk. Make your kids go with you. They'll love it. Go in, instead of driving through lights, walk through lights. Doing something physical, doing something outside. There's something that happens when you connect with nature. When you're out in the sun, we need that vitamin D. The next is deep breathing. You breathe. We all breathe. So many times we actually are living in shallow breaths. We're living in, when we breathe in, our blood sends oxygen all over our body. Our body needs oxygen. We're depriving ourselves when we don't take time to deep breathe, to belly breathe, to chest breathe, to, to box breathe. There's so many different breathing techniques. But the thing is, intentionally breathing will allow you to come back to the moment. It allows you to make a better decision. It allows you to understand what's important. It allows you to slow down and recognize what your body needs. So deep breathe. You can do it once, you can do it five times, you can do it like however many times. Like you don't need, it doesn't need to be an hour long. You can breathe for a minute. Just intentionally breathe and fill your lungs with really good quality oxygen. And the last one is one that I am going to focus on this year. This is part of the reason why we stopped and we played a game, and is because take some time for creative expression. Have fun. Christmas season is meant to be joyful. Joy, like what brings you joy? And do it. Have fun. Remind yourself that the things you can do can be fun, that your kids are fun, and that you're a fun mom. It may take effort sometimes. You may have to be intentional, but it's still that play will connect you. It will ground you. It will fulfill the needs of your heart. You can see God loves beauty. Like, look around this world. Beauty is everywhere. And when we do that, when we take time to have fun, that we take care of ourselves, we understand, we see how we feel worthy. We feel better about ourselves. We rest. We get support. Like all of these things, when we start having fun, in self-care naturally happens. So, friend, what can you do? Which one of these three things do you commit to doing this week? What can you do within today? Can you take a walk? Can you just take a moment and deep breathe? Like even while you're listening to the rest of this, take a deep breath or go and have some fun. Put down all the responsibilities and just put on a childhood wonder and go and if there's snow, have a snowball fight. If there's, if there's not, play a game. If it's whatever, if you're on a beach, like my background, go like splash in the water and just kick the waves. Like do something and just allow yourself to laugh. So much of who we are is present when we are taking care of ourselves, when we really share our lives with our friends, with our families, and we enjoy and we connect on a way that takes care of both. When we connect interpersonally, when we really take time to be in the moment, that's when relationships are built. That's when we feel the balance, like harmony, instead of like work-life balance. It's we're trying to find a harmony, and it's one is higher than the other. Well, during the holiday season, your family gets to come first. Work is important, and you get to say yes to so many more things that light you and your family up. You also get to say no to some things that you that drain you in order to say yes for to things that light enlighten you, that not enlighten, but like give you energy, things that you enjoy. Having boundaries is not a bad thing. It's a protection thing for them and for you. I'm so excited about 2024 coming. I think what we have 4 weeks left or something crazy. I think that's where we're at. What becomes possible when you start living intentionally? What becomes possible when you say yes to whole self-care? And one of the things, so I just got done with a conference, a business conference, and this is one that in business and as a coach, like, what do you know? I'm a businesswoman. And it's one of those things that I didn't realize all of the doing that I'd have to do, all the things, the websites, the tech stuff, all the behind the scenes stuff that I have to do. Like, I just love coaching. I love sharing. I love inspiring. And one of the things that has come up, and one of the things that I'm asked a lot, is about sharing my story. How, why, when, all of the things and the importance of sharing, the importance of, and I know there's so many women, and I'm thinking it's you as well. You listening to this, friend, if you have a story that someone has told you that you should share, or that you feel that is more than just you. I knew deep in my soul. I knew, and I didn't know how, and I didn't know why. I wasn't trying to be a martyr or holier than thou or anything. It's I knew that my story was going to be used for good. And if it was just for me, if it was just for me to learn something, then it would be a waste. That I had something to share, that I went through trials, I went through tribulations, I went through so many hard things. And I knew, like God was saying, Tammy, share your story. If you want to know how to share your story, if you want to know how, I mean, it's amazing to me, like just the different ways to share that you know. You may not even be like, I don't want to speak, I don't want to write, I don't want to. There's so many ways to share what you've been through. And that's one of the things that, like, I feel like I need to share more of. So I'm going to do a workshop of, and I'm, like I said, all the tech stuff, all the things, because I'm not even home yet. And I'm like, okay, no, this is something I need to share. Because so many people want to share and they don't know how to do it right. They don't know how to do it in a way that brings them energy instead of steals their energy. They don't know how to share in a way that inspires and that helps them grow instead of keeping them stuck. Like, do you feel like you have a calling that's above yourself and you want to know, okay, like, what are the first steps? How do I explore this idea? And maybe you're still teetering with it, and but you don't know if it's for you or not. If you want to know, I'm going to do a workshop on December 25th. I believe it's 10 a.m. Central Time. I will make sure that I get that to you. I will have, like, if you're interested, DM me and I will give you the information. I'll be putting the information on my Facebook group, on my Facebook page, and all of that as soon as I get home and put it together. But now I feel so called to do this. Like, as soon as I started, I was like, of course I need to share this, because so many women So many of my friends, they have a story and they don't know like where to start. I can help you with that. I can guide you. I can show you in a way that, like, what is God telling you to do? Because your way is not going to be the same as my way. My way is not the same as many of my friends' ways. And yet, God's way is best. God will show you the directions. God will give you the steps. And let me help you see and just start filtering through. If you're interested in that, DM me. Instagram is easiest, and I will send you information. Although I will send email, I will do like you'll hear about it. I'm really excited about this workshop. If you already share your story and you feel like there's something like you want to do it better, or you don't want it to take up so much of your energy or steal, like there's parts of you that you do want to share, you don't want to share that you haven't figured out yet, I can also like come to this workshop and see. Like it's not for everybody. If you want to stay stuck in your story, if you want your circumstance to continue to be your story, then this workshop will not be for you. If you're ready to say, you know what, I am a victor, not a victim. I have a story. I can make an impact. And again, we're not talking about like a worldly impact. If you're ready to intentionally impact the people around you, including your family, this workshop is for you. So December 21st, put on your calendar, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And the only way to get the replay will be to sign up because otherwise I don't know how to send it to you. But I will do a replay if you can't come live. But if you can't come live, also let me know because maybe I'll do another time as well because I really want to talk through this with you. Yeah, I'm super excited about it and I can't wait. If you ever thought about sharing something, if you ever thought about how to, like, you're like, I know I'm meant to inspire, and it's, and how can I do it with humbleness and grace, but confidence, come to this workshop. So with that, friend, I can't wait to talk to you. If you're ready to go deeper with this, if you want to make 2024 your year, if you're done staying in that cycle of stuckness and overwhelm, and if you're ready to say, you know, I want to be more intentional about my life. I want transformation. I want to be able to implement the habits that I want, the lifestyle that I want. If I want the full weight of joy daily, DM me and just say, like, hey, let's talk. Get on my calendar. Let's talk about what's possible for you. All right, friend. With that, choose joy until joy chooses you. I hope you have an amazing and restful and whole self-care filled week. I would love to know what one of these three things that you chose for this week. Also, remember the three: kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. How can you incorporate those into your life daily? Not just for others, but for yourself. All right. With that, I will talk to you later. Bye for now.